welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. That is Ecclesiastes 3:1. And I truly love the fact that life goes in seasons. And I think that I spent majority of my life resisting this, not realizing that seasons bring rejuvenation. Seasons bring new energy, new beauty, new lessons. They remind us of where we were, where we're going, where we came from. And there is a season for everything in life. And I'm really seeing this more and more as I get older. And instead of resisting, embracing can really help us to see the beauty in each one, even when it feels bleak. When you are in the season of winter, when you can't see past your own hand, when it feels like everything is bleak and frozen over and gray, and no matter what you do to try to think of summer, all you see is gray. You can't even remember what the sun feels like on your skin. And I think that when we can embrace remembering that sometimes the freezing over, the loss of something, the end of something brings a brand new, beautiful beginning. Sometimes a part of us needs to die in order to let another part live. So, what season is it for you? Is it a season of self-care? Is it a season for your business? Is it a season of your health, a season of connection, of discovery, of spirituality? What season is it for you? Sometimes we have the luxury of planning our seasons, and other times we do not get to choose if we are in winter or in summer. And some seasons are short and some seasons are long. I've definitely felt like I was in my own winter season for 3 months, sometimes 6 months. Sometimes you just got to sit back and you just have to allow it, right? You just have to embrace what that season is bringing you. You know, ask yourself those questions that need to be asked that we don't ask ourselves when it's summertime, right? When we're celebrating, when we're loving every minute of how great everything feels and how much we're connecting and how great our business is and how we feel so in tune with our body. We don't ask ourselves the important questions that help us grow when we're in that season. We need some winter. We need some loss. We need some, sometimes we need some heartache or a massive reset or to something to give us contrast to understand where we want to grow and where we want to go. So really embracing those seasons. I just came off a massive season of business. And as much as I was loving it, the season was coming to a close and I was feeling it because for the first time, instead of saying, no, this is great. Everything is growing how I want it to be and going. Because the mistake that I used to make was trying to make those seasons last, even when I could feel them coming to a close, even when I was tired, even when I was exhausted, I would push and try to keep that season going. And now I feel it. I notice it. I couldn't do the business season anymore. I was getting tired. Now it's a season for me of self-care and really paying attention to my health and fitness. I love fitness. I love really focusing at times, getting in the best shape of my life. It's something that really recharges me, that makes me want to be exceptional in that area. And guess what? During the season of business, I didn't get to do that. I definitely noticed a change in my body, which is totally fine. I embraced it because I can't necessarily be in the best season of my health and fitness while I'm in the best season of business. So we can't always have what we want all at once. It doesn't mean that we don't have it. It doesn't mean that I was unhealthy. It just means that I wasn't the best in that area, right? And that's okay. Because we are focusing. And when we really, really focus, that's when that thing we're focusing on goes to the top. So what season should you be in? Sometimes we have the luxury of picking, sometimes we don't. So what season do you want to be in right now? If you do have the luxury of picking, if something's not like, you know, I'm in winter hardcore right now. I don't really know how to get out. It's not necessarily asking how to get out. It's really embracing where you're at and seeing what it's offering you and keep on doing the work, right? Keep doing the things. Ask yourself, what is going to make me happy? What's the next thing that I can do? What direction do I want to be going? And what is the next step for me to do that? So winter isn't necessarily an excuse to hunker down and hibernate, right? It's a beautiful time to ask ourselves questions of what do I need to make myself happy right now? What do I need to make myself happy right now? So everything's going to take turns being the top focus. But one thing that you can do is write down different seasons, right? Is it self-care? Is it health and fitness? Is it relationships? Is it business, connection, discovery, spirituality? So write those words down and really, really look at which one is most pressing for you right now. Is the fact that you don't have any money and your bills are just stacking up, is the fact that you cannot even think past not being able to pay your bills, or you're overspending in some area, or you don't have a plan on how to save money or a financial plan at all? Is that keeping you from being happy in any other area? Is it keeping you from going to the gym? Is it keeping you from connecting with people truly? Is it keeping you from spirituality? So maybe that needs to be your focus. Maybe everything else kind of needs to go on the back burner for a bit, and you need to sit down and make a serious financial plan, see how you can make a little bit of extra money, reach out to that person who's maybe, who you know could help you in a certain area, and focus on that for a while. Or is it your health and fitness that's keeping you from even rocking the business that you know that you could do? So that has to be your focus. Pick your season. And like Veruca Salt and Willy Wonka, we can't all have it now. It's just thinking that it's crazy, right? I want the world. So you can sing along. If I just got that song stuck in your head, I'm really, really sorry. But it's on like repeat in my head as I'm thinking everything is in seasons, and we can't always have it right now, right? We're in that like, I want it now. And letting that go and basking in the seasons and seeing the beauty in each one. And I know it's tough in the winter. I know. But just know that from winter comes the most glorious, most beautiful flowers, the most beautiful feelings, the most beautiful springtime, the most glorious summer, the most stunning fall. So embrace it and know that underneath there is some amazing things stirring. So you guys, I hope that whatever season you're in, you can really see the beauty and the contrast that it brings into your life. And until next time, I pray that you go and do something today to earn your happiness. Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.